In the Warren County Radio Bible School today, we're going to begin a new series of Sunday school lessons on the life and letters of Peter. But before we go there, I want to read a poem that was found at the end of the last Sunday school lesson. I tried to read it at the end of our last class, and I ran out of time. But I think you're going to enjoy this, and I'll read this piece of poetry to you now. I don't know who wrote it. It only says at the end that it was selected. Here's that poetry. Let me go. My soul is weary of the chain that binds it here. Let my spirit bend its pinion to a brighter, holier sphere. Earth, 'tis true, hath friends who bless me with their fond and faithful love, but the hands of angels beckon onward to the climes above. Let me go, for earth hath sorrow, sin, and pain, and bitter tears. All its paths are dark and dreary. All its hopes are fraught with fears. Short-lived are its brightest flowers. Soon its cherished joys decay. Let me go. I vain would leave it for the realms of cloudless day. Let me go. My heart hath tasted of my Savior's wondrous grace. Let me go while I shall ever see him and know him face to face. Let me go. The trees of heaven rise before me waving bright, and the distant crystal waters flash upon my failing sight. Let me go, for songs of seraph now seem calling from the sky. 'Tis the welcome of the angels, which even now are hovering high. Let me go. They wait to bear me to the mansions of the blessed, where the spirit, worn and weary, finds at last its long-sought rest. This is the Warren County Radio Bible School, and it is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And the Sunday school lesson and this series that we are going to begin today were written for the second quarter of 1927. Now, their quarter started at the first of the year. So there was January, February, and March in the first quarter. This is the quarter for April, May, and June. And so this is a Sunday school lesson for that first Sunday of that second quarter, April the 3rd, 1927. And this series is on the life and letters of Peter. This first Sunday school lesson is about when Peter becomes a disciple of Christ. The text is Mark chapter 1, verses 14 through 18, and then verses 29 through 31. Let me read that to you now. Now after John was delivered up, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe in the gospel." And passing along by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net in the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, "Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men." And straightway they left their nets and followed him. Now Mark 1 in verse 29. And straightway when they were come out of the synagogue, they came into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and straightway they tell him of her. And he came and took her by the hand and raised her up, And the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Mark chapter 1 and verse 17. Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. The devotional reading is Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 through 5. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make you, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander to the peoples. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and a nation that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of Jehovah thy God, for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Here's the geographical note for this lesson. It is on Galilee, and in the little city of Capernaum, which is just north of Galilee. There is an additional reading that is suggested for this lesson. This is for the teachers, but I think it would be good for the students as well. It's found in the first chapter of John, verses 40 and 42. One of the two that heard John speak followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He findeth first his own brother Simon, and said unto him, We have found the Messiah, which being interpreted is the Christ. He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked upon him and said, Thou art Simon, the son of John. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which by interpretation is Peter. And let me add that by interpretation, both Cephas and Peter mean a stone. The aim, the lessons of this quarter is to learn through a study of the life and letters of Peter what the Holy Spirit led him to do and to speak and to write, in order that through him people should hear the word of the gospel and believe in Christ, Acts 15:7. And that all who believe in him may be guarded through faith unto a salvation ready to be revealed at the last time. 1 Peter 1 and verse 5. We first meet with Peter and John in John 1, 40 and 42, which I just read. He was brother to Andrew, who led him to Christ. His name was Simon, until Jesus changed it to Cephas, which is by interpretation, Peter. Cephas or Peter mean a stone. Peter is the Greek form. Cephas is the Aramaic, the modified form of Hebrew spoken in Palestine in our Lord's day. This seems a prophecy as to what Simon would become in strength of character. He was impulsive and wavering at times in the beginning, but he grew to be as solid as a stone. Peter's father's name was John, or Jonas, called in Matthew 16:17, also Jonah in the margin. His home was up Bethsaida, a little village, and the name Bethsaida means house of fishing. And he was a fisherman by trade, which was an honorable occupation. His partners in business were Andrew, James, and John. While Andrew led Peter to Christ, Peter soon became more prominent and accomplished more than his brother because he was bolder and more aggressive. We may possess but one talent ourselves, yet we may lead to Jesus those who by God's grace may accomplish much. To bring our friends and dear ones to Jesus is the greatest possible service that we can render them. If every Christian would bring one soul to Christ, how soon would the world be turned to God? This work cannot be done by proxy. We cannot send someone else, but must ourselves do our own work. We shall learn more of Peter and his work as we proceed with these lessons. In the explanatory notes, we have a caption called "The Preaching of Jesus." We read in verse 14 and 15 of Mark chapter 1. Now after John was delivered up, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." About 1 year elapsed between the temptation of Jesus and the further facts of this lesson. About this time, John the Baptist was cast in prison. The preaching and works of Jesus produced a wonderful effect in Galilee, and he was glorified of all. His theme was the gospel of God, namely, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. This kingdom of God is the one which God promised to set up in the days of those kings which shall never be destroyed, Daniel 2:44, over which Christ is king and to which Paul and the others refer in Acts 13:34 and Acts 15:16-18. To this kingdom Jesus and his apostles referred in their preaching during their personal ministry. He preached as did John, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand," Matthew 4:17, and so did the apostles in Matthew 10:7, and so did the 70 in Luke 10:9-10. At hand means that it approaches, it draws near. Matthew says at hand, Luke says is come nigh, Luke 10:9-10. These expressions are equivalent in meaning. After Jesus had died and had arisen from the dead and had been crowned King of Heaven and set down the Holy Spirit on Pentecost, the apostles no longer said the kingdom of heaven is at hand or that it has come nigh. They preached it as having been fully set up and that all Christians were in it. Colossians 1:13 says we're translated in it. Revelation 1:16-9 says that we're kings and priests in it. Philip preached the good tidings concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, Acts 8:12. People were born of water and of the Spirit into it, John 3:5. Then it is not yet to come and to be set up. It was set up and put in working order to make the conquest of the world on the first Pentecost after Christ's ascension. Now 4 disciples were called. Because the lesson of this quarter will give the call of Peter to be both a disciple and an apostle, and much of his work, it is necessary to repeat a few verses with comments which appear in the first quarter on the beginning of his life and follower of Christ. Look at verses 16 through 18. I'm going to turn and look at that now. Here's what it says, Mark 1:16-18. And passing along by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said to them, "Come ye after me, and I'll make you to become fishers of men." And straightway they left their nets and followed him. Matthew, Mark, and Luke record the calling of these 4 disciples, and comment is made as follows on all that these 3 say. Luke goes into more detail than Matthew and Mark, although Luke does not mention Andrew by name in this connection. Matthew says Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee and saw Peter and Andrew casting a net into the sea. We're going to begin this again in our next class.